It's the SVI Radio Network. I'm David Kuzer, and joined now over the phone with Tara Johnson. Tara is director of the Star Valley High School Musical Theater Department. And Tara, thanks so much for joining me here this evening. First of all, got to tell you, we've been so excited to see the musical that was scheduled originally for this week, but a lot of unforeseen things have taken place in the last few weeks, and you have some news to kind of discuss a little bit about the musical.
I sure do. So it's been a little bit of a whirlwind the past few days of some ups and downs and hopes but we kind of have a final decision today that the musical will not be happening this week as scheduled. The next steps is to see if rescheduling is an option. And so I'm working really hard and making contacts with several different businesses and locations of everything that I have rented to see if that's even a possibility. And of course the whole, you know, nation and so many high schools and so many theaters are going through the same ordeal that we are right now. So everything is just really up in air. One of the main issues would be costumes, the flight track, the set, the actual music license, and the performance tracks that we use. Everything is rented, and very little of our set do we own, and very little of the costumes do we own. And so it's just a process right now of finding out if those things will be available to us if we were to postpone. Ideally, it would be great to be able to perform when we get back to school that next weekend. The kids are ready. They've peaked, and you know, to postpone it any longer would just be really hard all around. And but right now that we have no answers. We have no definite idea as to what the future of the show holds. So we very well could be done. And it's so unfortunate. It's just devastating. There's just no other words for it. It's just absolutely devastating.
Yeah, it's a good description. Unfortunately, I think what you've given, that it's just devastating. And of course, for those students that are in the production, maybe just touch on the work that has gone into this, how long you've been doing the practicing and everything that goes into a production like this, and what the kids have done so far.
Right. So the kids have been really essentially preparing since about October as far as being engaged in the audition process. The auditions happened right before we had Christmas break, and so they were preparing well before that. Once we got back from Christmas break, that's when the after school rehearsal started. So January, 2nd or 3rd, we were every day after school. And so it's just been months and hours and weekends, and every remediation day we've been rehearsing for a very, very long time. And you know, and it's involved, as far as students, just about 80 students have been involved, whether behind the scenes or on the stage. And then plus more in my theater production class. That class has over 20 students that have been dedicated to the lighting, the sound, the set. You know, it's just been a full team process from the beginning of January, basically. So,
wow.
Lots of work.
Lots of work.
Lots of work. And what's sad is, you know, and granted, there's been so many activities affected by this, but what's sad is that these kids have never had a spectator. They've never had an audience member to see what they've been doing. And that's it's just heartbreaking, really heartbreaking.
It's Tara Johnson, director of the Star Valley High School Musical Theater Department. Tara, yeah, you mentioned just how heartbreaking that is for all these students, and for you as well as director. This is your last year, actually, at Star Valley High School. You've announced that you'll be resigning at the end of the school year and moving on. And your daughter, Cameron, of course, is in the production as well. What is that like for you as a director watching this unfold these last few days?
You know, you try to look at the positive, and the experience itself is rewarding, you know, the relationships that you build with these students and watching their confidence grow and their talents progress. It's rewarding no matter what, even if you don't get that final performance at the end. So I'm grateful for that opportunity, but, and I'm sorry, I'm emotional.
That's okay.
But you put everything you have into it, and just the love and appreciation I have for my students and for all the my team members that work with me. I just countless hours, and it's heart and soul that gets poured into this. When it's music, it's emotional, and so it's really sad. It's not how I anticipated going out, you know, but it's a life lesson. And so hopefully we can all learn something from this and, you know, just be grateful for every day that we have and never take anything for granted.
Well, some very good words of wisdom there, Tara. Thank you for sharing that with us. And on behalf of the community, thank you for your hard work and for all those students. We wish so badly that we could celebrate that hard work and the success that they would have had on the stage. That's just such a marvelous production that Star Valley High School puts on each year. It's becoming well known in the region. And we were so looking forward to that, but unfortunately with things that have taken place, it's not going to be an option this year. But thank you so much for your service in that.
You bet. Happy to do it.
Well, Tara, anything else you'd like to share with us in regards to the production and the musical?
You know, just it's been a privilege to associate with the students and the community has always been so supportive. So I'm just grateful for all the years that I've had. It's been wonderful.
Well, thank you so very much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
It's the SVI Radio Network.